Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet. Hello, Raw Feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, CEO of Raw Dog Food & Company, where your pet's health is our business, and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Hey, tonight is the rabies webinar put on by Dr. Judy Jasek, holistic and cancer specialist. So you want to come over and attend this webinar? Super easy. Come to our site at rawdogfoodandcompany.com. And send us an email from there. We'll be glad to send you that link. Also, that link can be sent out to anybody you want to join. If you have somebody that's very confused about, I have to give rabies, it's the law, my vet says they're going to get in trouble if they don't give me the rabies shot. We want to give you the truth. We want to give you all of this information is coming from the American Veterinary Association, it's coming from the CDC, and this is what you need to know in order to protect your pets, all right? So come on over to the rabies webinar tonight, 6:30 Mountain Time, okay? So I know a lot of you guys listen at a lot of different times. The question is always, will I get an audio, free audio from the webinar? Yes, but you have to sign up because I have to have your email to do that. Okay. You will not get the video, but you will get the audio. Okay. So we're going to have lots of slides and Dr. Jasek will be presenting. I'll be on there with her. Neely Piazza, Brian, Paulina Frederick, a lot of great folks that have a lot of great information about pet health will be in the chat. So we have about close to 300 people right now that are coming over tonight. So we hope that you will join us too. All right, everybody. I want to talk about bones because bones are so incredibly important for your dogs. Okay. Meaty bones. Okay. Why do you want to give your dog raw meaty bones? And one of the biggest reasons, besides the vitamins and minerals, is it's incredible exercise for your dogs. So don't cut your dog's meat up and don't cut it off the bone when you get this raw meaty bone. Now, what am I talking about? Turkey necks, duck wings, duck frames. Did I say turkey necks? Yeah. Raw meaty beef bones. And we have those. We have all of those. And I would say, Dr. Ian Billinghurst would say, make sure that you're giving your dog bones every week. Now, the calcium, phosphorus, all the vitamins and minerals are already in the blends that we sell, unless you're buying the boneless. But that's not the same as giving a raw meaty bone because it's incredible exercise for your dog. So the meat left on the bone, it means that your dog's going to have to rip, tear, and chew at it, basically. And this is the way intended for your dog to eat. It's a part of keeping your dog healthy. It's vitally important that your dog's health is supported by a food that's in a natural form, and that's a bone. All the exercise of chewing, ripping, and tearing at large lumps of bones and meats, that's very beneficial to your dog at any age. I mean, it helps growing dogs to develop properly. It helps keep an adult dog fit. And Dr. Ian Billinghurst, he says, think of a dog with both feet planted firmly on a lump of meat still attached to its bone. They've got their head down. They're taking hold of that meat. They're ripping and tearing away. And he asked the question, what is that dog exercising? And he says the dog is exercising its whole body, its jaws, neck, its shoulders, its front legs. It's exercising the back and the hind legs because those are braced to resist all of this activity up front of ripping, shredding, and tearing. And he says, you know, that's vitally important for growing dogs. And he says, young dogs that are deprived of bones, and he has this in big capital letters, never have the correct development of their jaws, their neck, their shoulders, their front legs, their chest, their backs, their hips, their whole body. And he talks about, you know, when he was in practice and he was a surgeon, a veterinary surgeon. And he said, you know, basically he could spot the dogs that never ate raw meaty bones because they had these long, thin legs with no muscle tone. So it's vitally important if you can get some bigger bones and that they can hold down. That's going to be very important. Even these small bones, like the bison neck that are cut up that we have, they hold those down with their front paws and they use their head to rip, shred, and tear. But the bones, he said, look, puppies, your puppies need to eat bone. It's vital to their structural health. And the lack of healthy growing, he can tell when these dogs don't eat bones. And he said, you know, he remembers back in his earlier days in practice when he had these corgis and people, you know, would bring their gorgeous corgis in and they would complain about poor shoulder development in their pups. And he said, you know, he understands today that if they eat raw bones, they're going to be far more fed. They're going to be far more muscular. And when they get in the show ring, because a lot of these corgis are show dogs, he said they are going to look better. And the judges are going to reward your dog for how healthy they are. Okay. And he says, older dogs deprived of eating raw meaty bones, you know, they grow weak and flabby. And he says, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. So he says, you gotta give your dog some bones. Again, what do we have? We have duck heads. Okay. We have, now listen, there are different type of bones. And what Dr. Ian Billinghurst advocates for is bones that your dogs will consume. So that typically is not going to be a super hard bone like a puppy would teeth on. It needs to be a bone that they're going to be able to consume. That's beef, poultry, duck, turkey, chicken, rabbit. I've never seen rabbit bones. Those are super, super easy, soft to consume. But he says, you know, in addition to exercising and stressing the dog's muscles through the ripping and tearing, he said it is something that raw meaty bones need to be given to puppies and adult dogs. They need to eat raw meaty bones because they don't suffer, guys, from indigestion or diarrhea with bones. Now, this is something that I think people think is just the opposite. But he says, you know, dogs fed raw meaty bones produce these small, solid stools. And these are very different from the, you know, partially pancake-like stools that you get from processed foods. So he says, raw meaty bones help your dog with digestion. It helps them to have good solid stools. And he says meaty bones also help dogs not get fat. Now, how is that? How is it that that dogs don't get fat? Well, if you fed a lot of raw meaty bones, you're not going to feed as much of the blends. And he said, you dogs are so busy, you know, they do a workout eating the raw meaty bones that they get satisfied. They really do get satisfied if they have to work on them. and they tend to lose weight. You know, it takes them longer to eat their food. So that helps with obesity because, you know, quite frankly, my dogs knock me down and eat their food in about 3 seconds. But I do give Lozzie duck heads, duck feed, the sliced raw beef neck bones. Those are great when we have the very long bison raw meaty neck bone. It's a very long one, and she can put her paws on it and pull that meat out. So the other thing he says, you know, when you feed raw meaty bones, he says it plays a similar role as fiber in the dog's body. And that means that it helps the food bulk up, and a role of removing toxins and promoting bowel movements is the bulking up of the food. So this actually is helping your dog. It's like it's a fiber. And he said the possibility of toxin removal would help to explain why bone-eating dogs are so healthy. And rarely or never, in Dr. Billinghurst's experience, has he seen dogs who eat a lot of raw meaty bones suffer from cancer, while non-bone-eating dogs suffer a whole range of degenerative diseases, including cancer. Now, I will say this, that I don't know if you put a lot of flea and tick and you put a lot of other toxins like thimerosal, mercury, aluminum, animal proteins, all those different types of things that are toxic to your dog's body in them, and then then feed him a bunch of raw meaty bones if it's actually going to take it out. But he's saying, you know, I think he's looking at it as if these dogs are pretty holistic in nature anyway, eating, you know, the evolutionary diet, then these bones help with that. Okay. He says not feeding bones to dogs sells an awful lot of worm tablets. And he said, so when your dogs eat mostly processed dog food, you're going to find some eggs in their feces. And he said, you know, he concluded that this processed dog food does not feed the immune system properly, and therefore your dogs are more susceptible to worms. And he said another reason that non-bone eaters get worms regularly is because they spend a lot of time scooting their rear ends along the ground or on the carpet in an attempt, guys, to empty those anal sacs. And that, you know, makes owners think that their dog has worms, when in fact, he said, sometimes their dog, they might have worms, but he said more commonly, it's the dog's rear end is uncomfortable. It's not even itchy. It's just uncomfortable because those anal sacs are full. So we see a lot of dogs that eat kibble and they've got anal sac problems because the poops are not hard enough. I get a lot of calls. My dog's constipated. Is he? Because if he's just pooping out small, little, hard, round poops, that actually is what Dr. Ian Billinghurst talks about, that expresses those anal glands naturally. Okay? So think about that. Sometimes what we think is not exactly what it is. So anywho, he does talk about, you know, bone feeding and constipation. He says to a person who's fed a dog on processed food all its life, the passage of feces formed from bones can make a dog look as though it's constipated. He said, when a dog has to strain to pass a nice solid fecal lump formed from bones, that is completely normal. He says, stop worrying. So, by the way, he said they're super easy to pick up. He says raw bones prolong your dog's life. Bone-eating dogs live longer. They're healthier. So he is a big fan of raw meaty bones. And he loves chicken bones. He says raw chicken on the bone, he said, is great to feed your dogs. So anyway, I think I've done this podcast before on bones, but I want to keep stressing that a lot of people really stress out about giving their dogs raw meaty bones. They are designed to eat that. Okay, so don't be afraid. We have lots of bones. And remember our Yappy Hour every Wednesday night. We're also going to feature bones in there as well. I would start out with a raw meaty beef neck bone. Duck heads take some time for your dogs to also get through. Duck feet, dogs, it depends on, you know, the type of dog. Some dogs are going to try to swallow those. They will regurgitate those back up. Perfectly fine. Let them eat again. So just look at the bones. Again, remember, if you can find the raw meaty bones that have meat on it and consumable bone, beef, you know, is probably the best one, then you'll be able to get those and allow your dogs to exercise their jaws and to exercise their body, to exercise their mind, get some satisfaction, and they'll be able to consume those. Those really, really hard ones, like the bison bones, are not as consumable. Okay. Some of you guys that have these pitties or rotties or the mastiffs, the dogs with these really, really strong jaws, yes, they probably can break through the bison bones, but I would rather see them in a beef bone just to protect those teeth. But we have them all. So everybody has a certain thing that they want and they like. So anyway, that is what I would encourage you to do. You will be giving your dog a complete protein when you have meat and bones. Okay. Meat and bones. Calcium phosphorus balanced. It's going to have lysine. It's going to have methionine. It's going to have a lot of great things in it. You take the bone out of your dog's diet and supplement with eggshell or supplement with a calcium supplement, that's not going to work. It's not going to work in the body the way bones do. All right. So let's get real bone in the diet. Don't make up stories in your head about dogs choking on bones. Most dogs choke on toys that we buy for them, right? Like plastic balls or balls that are too small for their mouth, so they get sucked down the throat. Or we put them in their kennels with a blanket and they chew on the blanket, or they get in the trash, or they pick up a pair of underwear or socks, right? These are the things that dogs really do consume, and then they cause blockages and problems. Remember, we're always talking about raw bone. This is Raw Dog Food and Company. We do not have cooked bones. We do not have roasted bones. All right. We highly discourage that as well. Remember, tonight is the rabies webinar. Tonight is the rabies webinar. If you want to join us, that would be fantastic. We would love for you to come over and get this information and send this link out to anybody that wants it. All you got to do is email me. So get over to our website, rawdogfoodandco.com, rawdogfoodandco.com. Send us an email. We'll be glad to send you the link for the webinar tonight. It is at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time. So whatever time that converts for you, come on over. It's free. You will get the audio, even if you don't attend, but I will have to have your email. All right. Thanks so much. Get your dog on a species appropriate diet. Get them some raw meaty bones. Join us for a Yappy Hour every Wednesday night. And we really do care about you. We care about your pets, because here at Raw Dog Food and Company, your pet's health is our business. And friends, don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tonight, everyone. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap. Snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.